This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Invent America show on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. This is the time of the show where we sit down and talk to inventors and entrepreneurs and specifically talk about the technologies of the future, how to get your technology to market. That's the whole point of Invent America, talking to great American entrepreneurs, developers, and all sorts of bright minds that make up the great technology to basically improve our lives. Our co-host, my sidekick, is on a cross-country adventure right now. She's traveling, but she did pull off on side the road, and she's with us. They call her the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how's that cross-country adventure going?
It's been great. We've been really lucky. We've had some good weather, but, you know, at this point, we have been on the road for 7 hours, just talking about, you know, show and how much fun it's been over the last year and talking, because I'm not driving alone. I'm traveling with my mother. She's actually gone to the hardware show with us for 10 years.
Oh.
And so, you know, this topic that we're talking about is, you know, what do you need to successfully go to a trade show, a professional level trade show? And like so many inventors, their biggest challenge is getting someone to see their product, getting someone to say, oh, this is really cool. And so when we're going to, you know, the National Hardware Show is coming up, but there's a show for everything, professional level show. So what do you need as an inventor to go to the show? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, great. At the end of the year and the first part of next year is trade show times where, you know, now there's trade shows that are open to the public, but most of the trade shows that we go to are closed to the public, which they call industry shows. It's for the companies themselves to introduce their products to distributors, to the box stores, to the retail outlets. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, the inventors that we are taking this year to the booth that will be under the Invent America title, as we, you know, are trying to really promote our Invent America show to the inventors, they've all been on the radio show, all right, and they're all looking to license their intellectual property. You know, most of them say, well, I can't go because I don't have inventory. When we're going after licensing, that means we're going to find someone who wants to make it, sell it, and send you a royalty check. And so you don't need inventory. You need a sexy, functioning prototype to prove what you've got in the marketplace. And then we go and we talk about it. You demo it. You know, we talk about pricing points. We talk about packaging. Yeah, I had a gentleman that is going to be on in the next couple of weeks, and he's going to the show. He did his first run, Michael, of several thousand units, and they packaged it to the point where it was wrong for the material that the product was made out of and destroyed it in the process. So he's got to do a whole new run. He didn't know.
Yeah, that's why we do the show. But, you know, that's why I try to educate, you know, new companies that's trying to put their product to market, is basically, I mean, are you a one-trick pony, two-trick pony, three-trick pony? Do you have multi-products? Because I need to tell you, if you have one or two products, you might want to consider licensing it out. You know,
exactly.
And that's, and you know, hey, once you get out there and sell, you know, and you get it to a good distributor, then all of a sudden, man, you get that little royalty check, and man, you smile. And then most of them move on to something else. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, and when we've got inventors that are, they're the thinkers, they're the doers. They see a problem, they fix it. Generally, you know, if you're good at that, you're not a good business person, you're not a good manufacturer, you're not a good marketing person, because you're good at what you do. Very few people are perfect and genius at everything. And so when we say, look at what you're strong at, and then we go after the next step to get the product out there. And you're right. For most of them, it's licensing. They don't have deep enough pockets to manufacture. They don't have the big enough reach for marketing. And that business acumen on how you do that for a product. It's not like you're putting up a pizza parlor or, you know, a new mechanic station for, you know, fixing cars. They're trying to sell a product worldwide.
Well, I'm going to use this analogy, Rita, and I'm going to use my construction knowledge and construction business. I need to tell you, there's two type of contractors, and if you can get that third contractor, that's the one. You have, you know, one category, you have great contractors that are horrible business people. Then on another category, you've got horrible business contractors. They horrible in business, but they're great contractors, and then you got the great in business, but they're horrible contractors. But if you get that third category, and I'm not tooting my horn, but if you can get a great contractor that's a great businessman, then that's the company, the construction company you want to deal with. Same thing in your field, and same thing when we're talking about these companies. How many times you have great inventors that are horrible business people? And then you have poorly inventors that are great business people.
Exactly. And, you know, the ones that are that have the biggest challenge in this is because they've listened, you know, they've listened to Shark Tank. They've listened to, you know, somebody at a, you know, different government organizations at the USPTO where they say, oh, yeah, you know, you can be a startup and you can get, you know, investors and you can get, you know, grants. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, those things, you spend all your time chasing the money instead of moving on to your next project. And so what we want to do is get it into the hands of a professional who's good at manufacturing and good at marketing, and that's what they do professionally. And they take your idea and they make it into something. You know, it goes back to the idea of an invention is like a child. You conceive it, you nurture it, it sucks you dry, you throw it out.
Well,
and I was just telling a guy who was complaining this morning about it, and I said, well, you're at the throwing out stage. And he started to laugh, and he goes, I get it. I am. And, you know, until you get it out there in somebody else's hands who can make it big, because, you know, like I told him, I said, you could sell 50,000 units at a Home Depot, and they send you a check instead of, send you an invoice instead of a check because the barcode is in the wrong spot.
Well, Rita,
you got to know that stuff.
Yeah. Well, Rita, you know, success cannot occur. And you heard it before, where opportunity has to meet preparation. If you can be prepared, but if you don't have the opportunity, it ain't going to happen. Or you might have the opportunity, but you're not prepared, it ain't going to happen. So two factors have to be in play here for you to be successful. And that's just the way it is. But we're going to take a short break. We're going to have to pay some bills here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. You're listening to the Invent America Show on the Home Talk USA Radio family. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our first guest, first topic right here. Don't go nowhere. Me and Reed will be right back. Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back to the Invent America show right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You can check out everything about this show, all our topics. Go to HomeTalkUSA.com. We have a big button that says Invent America. We have Home Talk. We have guests, topics, future topics. All that great information is sitting there. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Joel Monroe. He is the inventor of Quick Crank. And you're going to want to know this website. It's www.quickcrank.com. And we're going to talk about what you need to get teed up. So Joel was great because he said, I think I need some coaching for this trade show because I'm not really sure what to do. It's like, well, guess what? You get to be our first guest today. So Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Awesome to be here.
So tell our listeners about Quick Crank. What does it do? And, you know, then give the website again.
Perfect. Well, Quick Crank, what it does is it allows you to raise and lower your sunshades or awnings with them being able to hook up a mechanical drill to it or impact. And instead of having to manually crank these things up, I developed a way to put it onto a drill. And in seconds, you can have your shades raised or lowered. And it's so nice and so convenient. My wife is handicapped. I made it for her so she can actually do it. Because when the monsoons come here in Arizona, you have about 15 minutes to get your shades up or they're going to be blown off. That's where it came from. And it's a great product.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. You know, it's like what if you're ordering a new shade to be put on a house, it's like $500 to order that electrical piece. And without it, you know, it's a lot of work to be able to reach up there and get it. But Quick Crank makes it easy and inexpensive.
It sure does. And we're still developing it. And with your help, we're going to get it to market. And hopefully you'll have a nice licensing deal. So I really appreciate all the help you're giving me and inviting me to the NHS show. I can't wait for it.
Well, we are really looking forward to having you with us. So when you go out there, you're looking for licensing. So what is it that you're hoping to meet and accomplish when you're out there?
Well, my ultimate goal is to have like a big shade company pick this up and put it in their products. You know, Costco sells these for like $70 and they sell lots of them. Anyway,
yeah. So, Joel, you're planning on going to the National Hardware Show with us this year, and we're real excited to have you as part of the Invent America team. And so, you know, you're just in showing then those early stages of the prototypes. What is it that you're hoping to learn when you're there?
Hopefully learn how to get some help with manufacturing, hopefully with some marketing and a licensing deal. This is my first invention, and I'm new at it, and I need some help and some guidance to get to where I need to be. And I want to be successful.
And my product. Some of the stuff that we do is, as far as getting the inventors to the hardware show, we look at, you know, what do you need for marketing material? The coaching, like you had said, and it made me chuckle. It's like I need some coaching. And we say, all right, these are the questions you need to ask. These are the type of people that you're looking for. And how do you engage? You know, it's funny because people say, well, do you have chairs? No, we're there to work. We don't have any chairs. And they'll say, well, what if I have to sit down? Then go someplace else and sit down. Because we are there to engage with everyone that walks by our booth. And part of that is, you know, kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. And so we have you practice and practice on each other. But the other cool thing is that, you know, everybody who is there works with everybody else who is there. And you don't get that when you go by yourself. And, you know, especially when we've got a team of inventors that are like you, brand new products, you don't have inventory to sell, and you're looking at licensing. This is a perfect place to go to get feedback on the product, on the pricing, and on the packaging. So, go ahead.
I'm so sorry you invited me. So I believe I was going to go by myself, and we talked, and it's so much better opportunity going with you with the help you're going to give me. So I really appreciate it.
Well, we look forward to having you along with us. So tell us a little bit more about how you came up with Quick Crank, and you said it was for your wife?
Yeah, my wife has been disabled. We moved here from Oregon in 2015, Arizona sun was killing her plants, so I put sunshades down, and then the first thing a monsoon came through and ripped it off. I couldn't get it up in time. So I cut the bottom of the crank off and put a drill on it, and then I started going from there, and then she can do it by herself now. So for people with disabilities or senior citizens, this is really going to be a nice tool for them to use to save them some time, some hopefully not hurt them. My wife prints it manually. It hurts her.
Yeah. Well, no, that's wonderful. And, you know, that is how a lot of inventors come up with their ideas, is out of necessity. They see something that a family member needs or is having trouble with, and they say, oh, let's see what's out there. And then they can't find anything, so they make something that works or works better than what is out there. And for so many of our inventors, that's exactly why they're going to the show, is to be able to show off, you know, what they came up with, get some feedback. So I'm so glad that you are going to be joining us. And, you know, so what is your background? I mean, America Invents. We've been doing it for hundreds of years of solving problems. But a lot of times your background helps you solve the problem. What was your background, Joel?
I was a finance manager in the car business, but I also tinkered around a lot. And I built a house. My uncle taught me how to build houses at 14 and do stuff myself. So I've always been an innovator and trying to make things easier. My uncle told me I was the laziest person he knew at 15. I always figured out the easiest way to do things. So I used to think that was a curse, and now I think it's a benefit because I'm not lazy and I can figure things out. So
I understand that. It's like my grandson told me years ago, me do my own self, Grammy, because he wanted to, you know, do it himself and learn how to do things. And it's fun to watch people. There's a gentleman that doesn't fit into kind of our hardware show category, but for his birthday, his friends gave him a walker. He didn't need a walker, and he took that walker and made exercise equipment out of it that is phenomenal. So our American inventors are phenomenal, every single one of you, and we are so grateful that, you know, you hear about the radio show, you want to participate on the radio show and in, you know, the different trade shows. So, Joel, I am looking forward to meeting you at the show. Thank you so much for being on today. And for all of you listeners out there, we've got another guest coming on in just a few minutes that's had more experience going to trade shows, and we'll tell you what he's learned and what he's accomplished and what he's had to take with him in the process. If anybody's out there and they're thinking, hey, I want this opportunity, let me know. We've got a new website. Would love to have you take a look at it. InventAmerica.info. It's got all of our programs listed and all of our resource listed. So go take a look. Get in touch with me. If you've got an invention and you want to be on the show, it's free. And you can get me at Rita@InventorLady.com. You can call my phone number. I even answer my phone, and we would love to have you. If you've got a new idea and you want to get some feedback on that, you can do InventAmerica, Rita@InventorLady.com. Thank you, and stick with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Up update.
Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. Lewiston, Maine Police Chief David St. Pierre speaking at a news conference.
We're going to grieve for the families that lost loved ones here. We're going to continue to work. We're going to persevere.
And the chief telling reporters,
I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking about what you need to prepare to go to a professional trade show, whether you're going with us to a trade show with Invent America, or you're going to a different one. There is one for everything. But when you're looking to license your intellectual property, you don't have to have inventory in a storehouse someplace, and you don't have to have it on a slow boat from another country. You can go with sexy prototypes and proof of concept prototypes. Our next guest, Gary Griffin, is a contractor in California. He works with caulking. And so he invented three products that deal with, guess what? Caulking. Gary, thanks so much for being with us today, and tell us about you and about the caulking product.
Okay, so I'm not strictly caulking, but all in the painting field for sure, yes. So my first product is basically a retractable caulking cap that attaches to the gun so you don't lose the cap. And with the price of caulk these days, one cap can save tens, if not dozens, of tubes of caulk. It will pay for itself on the first purchase. At least that's what I'm promoting.
Well, it saves a lot of crankiness when you're not spilling it all over the place as well.
Of course, the convenience of it as well. Yes, not cleaning it off the carpet and the floor is also a great selling point, I would imagine.
Yes, been there, done that, especially after I chased my husband around with it. So, yes, I get it.
Right. Yeah, I've been told that this device can actually add 7 years to any marriage, so...
That's great. All right. Now, you've got two other caulking products, so tell us about those.
Well, they're actually not caulking products. They're actually in the finishing field. One of them is a caulking product. It's a holster for a caulking gun that it attaches to your waist, so when you're climbing ladders, you don't drop your gun. And also part of that device is it carries an extra tube. So when you're on the ladder, you don't have to climb down when you run out of caulk. So there's that. And the other product is basically along the same lines except for spackle knives. There is no such thing as a holster for spackle knives until now. So you're welcome, world. I did that for you.
There you go. Okay. So you've gone to the show before. What did you take?
What did I take?
Yeah.
Actually, I tend to keep it pretty minimal. I think presentation is key, but that doesn't mean it has to be so busy that you literally get lost. I feel that having a single item that kind of stand out and just have your products well displayed and well promoted, I think that's the main thing. Having some good print material to hand out and basically just talk to people. That's all I ever do at a show is I just talk, have conversations, and eventually it does roll around to your products, and you just never know who you're going to meet when you're at a show. You just never know.
That's for sure. And so, you know, you were preparing printed material, online material, videos that we used to get out there, lot of different types of materials that we used. Different people want different things, and we try to be able to provide them with all of that.
This is true. You do tend to give very pertinent advice running up to the show, and it's much appreciated, Rita. I'm learning a lot as I go.
Well, good. So what are your next steps, Terry?
My next steps are... Good question, Rita. My next steps are just to be prepared. I believe that I hope I've done all the groundwork that's necessary, waiting for some patents to come in. In conversation with several tool companies, don't know where that's going to go, but at least we're having a conversation, which is a huge step forward, and it's taken years to get to that. So I guess just keep doing the same thing that I've been doing, just keep hammering away at that wall, and hopefully it breaks before my head does. That's basically it.
There you go. That's one way of looking at it. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and it has been wonderful. You've always been a wonderful addition to, you know, the team that goes to the hardware show. And, you know, you've just got to keep pushing it and getting it in front of the different decision makers at the different companies. And, you know, eventually one of them, you hit the right person at the right moment with what they're looking for. And it's just the persistence of, you know, getting it out there.
Right.
So if anybody out there is looking at, you know, going to a professional show, contact us, because Invent America is taking a team this year with people who've been on the show, people who are looking for licensing and really want to be able to show off and talk to people about their product and what they've had. Derry, you've actually been invited to be up on stage a couple of times, and that was just a surprise to all of us.
Well, come on. You've met me.
Well, I know. It wasn't something that we had on the agenda. They came over and invited you as being the man to get up on stage.
Yes. It's great to be able to get promoted in front of a crowd, even though it's nerve-wracking and it was totally, like, unexpected. But, yeah, you know, just be prepared for that. If you go to a show, again, you never know what might happen. Just be prepared. Comb your hair, right? Brush your teeth.
And take your sunglasses off your forehead.
Oh, come on. That's my trademark now.
Oh, Lori, that was so funny. We always have to say, take off your sunglasses, because he's got them on his forehead. And I know, you know, when we get him on video, we're going to do a visual of that so you can see exactly what we're talking about. But, you know, it's persistence. You know, we've told when I was doing a product early on, it was an embalming product, so totally different industry. But the buyers that were from the different funeral homes would say, we need to see you here at least 3 times before we know you've got staying power.
Right. Okay.
And they want to see the consistency of, you know, the players in the field before they run the risk of, you know, starting to place orders. And that was one of the interesting things that I learned is consistency.
Right. Well, I believe you. You've been doing a lot of.
Yes, we have. So for anybody out there, if you've got a new product and you need some help getting it into the marketplace, please contact us at inventamerica.info. You can give me a call, 303-910-8889. I always laugh and joke. People say, oh, my God, you answered the phone. It's like, yes, it was ringing. And I say, you know, they're going to put that phone number on my casket. I'm taking it with me. And, you know, we try to get all the information we can out there to, you know, to our inventors Kicker Design is one of our sponsors, and Product Quick Start, another sponsor that makes products to take to the trade show. So stick with us, everybody. We have got Scott Tarsi coming on. He is actually a prototyper, so he works with our inventors at the very early stages with CAD Design. So we are going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Scott Tarsi, and he's going to talk about the things that he does to help inventors get teed up. Barry, thank you so much for being on with us today. We are grateful.
You are welcome. Thank you, Rita.
So, and if you would like to see Barry's products, go to Invent America website, click on products, and Aaron Innovations is where you will find Barry's videos. Stick with us. We are going to have our industry expert on next.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country.
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Thanks so much, everybody, for being with us today. We are talking about what you need to take to a professional trade show. And launching a product is the ultimate challenge. You know, you pay all this money for the patent, the design work, and getting it out there. What do you have to launch it? And especially when you want to go after licensing, that sexy prototype is what we're looking for at a professional trade show. So Scott Tarsi is the president of CAD Design Help. He is one of our sponsors. Thank you so much for being a sponsor of Invent America, Scott. And tell people a little bit about yourself and how you got into this business.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I went to school for mechanical engineering, and I worked in corporate America for a long time, and I wanted to just kind of work for myself. So I took the skills, design skills I learned from school and the jobs I was at, and just that's what I've been doing. So I do a lot of work for vendors because typically they have mechanical, design type of products, and I know how to make, bring them to life.
But you're not just a design professional. You've actually got products of your own. So you understand the inventor's struggle to get from, all right, I've got an idea, to now sexy prototype that actually works.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a bunch of things I've invented. In fact, I'm working on like a little hook to hold a leaf blower to, like a cart that if you're out playing golf, you can carry this with you. So like stuff like this, I'm always working on, and it's difficult because you'll have an idea, you'll draw it out in CAD, you'll make a product, I'll 3D print it, and then it won't quite fit, and that's just how it goes. So it's a lot of back and forth to try and get something to a final, use product.
Right. So how do you get someone? And I know that you're working on it at least one of our inventors, I think maybe even two of them who are planning on going to the show. How do you work with them to get teed up then for a professional show?
Yeah, so when you go to a show, ideally if your product is not too large or complicated, you can bring a prototype with you, and we can make that by 3D printing. We can even use electronics and integrate that into it. But if something's really big, like a big machine or something, you're probably going to have to just use like a sales sheet with, images, but we can create the CAD design so that we can get images from multiple sides versus just like an artist image, which would just be one angle.
Right, and most of the things that Invent America is taking this year fall into that first category. You might ship them in a box, but if you had to put them in your suitcase, you could. And so, there are things that are going to be easy to display, but being able to then have that proof of concept is really important. And, you and I had talked about this, is that, sometimes it takes three or four to get one that works right.
Yeah, you definitely need some time. Like, if you've got a show coming up, you probably need at least a month, probably more than that, depending on how complex it is, to get it to where you want it. Because it's like I said, but if it's something really simple, maybe the first couple of iterations will be good.
Yeah, and inventors aren't always sure what they need. They'll go out the door with, I can't go to a professional show. I don't have inventory. Oh, I can't go to a professional show. I don't know how. Oh, I can't go. And so there's a lot of reasons why they think they can't go. But the truth is that they can go. And with that patent pending status, sexy prototype or proof of concept, depending on, how you want to look at it. But something that proves what you want it to do, and the more polished it is. I mean, we had one guy a few years ago that went, he had six prototypes. That was all he owned. They were $600 a piece for a product that ultimately would cost probably $15. But they were beautiful. And so when we look at those sexy prototypes, sometimes they can be so professional looking and so polished. And then we had, one guy go that his was just all banged up because it was a shovel, and it proved that he used it and it lasted and it worked. So, depending on what it is, you might say, all right, no, this one looks better because it looks like it's been used, and this one needs to be all polished, nice and slick.
Yeah, there's certainly different ranges you can do. Like, we can do different colors. We can paint it. We can leave it like the raw material. It just depends what you make.
Yep, absolutely. So, well, I hear our music playing. That means we need to go and pay some bills. And we want to thank our host, GCN Network, for giving us a home for Home Talk USA and Invent America. We are very, very grateful. And stick with us. We're going to wrap up the show with a few closing comments and some announcements for next week. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crump.
Hey, everybody. I want to give out a big thank you to all of our listeners. We could not do this without you, getting all of this good information to the American Inventor. We have been doing this just over a year now. We are giving information to you for new products, and you can say, hey, I want that. Where's the website? And for new inventors out there that say, whoa, I need some help. Let's get some resources going. So please go to inventamerica.info, take a look at our new website, share it with your friends who want new products, and there's a cool one there you want to take a look at, or you know somebody that says, hey, I've got an idea, I don't know what to do. We have got the information for you. It is free. We get all of our inventors on free. So if you've got a new product you're working on and you would like to be on the show, get in touch. I answer my phone. I answer my emails. Rita@inventorlady.com. Reach out. Check in. And thank you all out there for making Invent America a success. We are grateful.
Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.